Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for What's Up, starring Jack and Dick Watts, the dynamic duo of deplorables, come to you each and every week to tell you of truth, justice, and like Superman, the American way. We have a great show for you today, and boy, it just doesn't ever stop. And, you know, they just keep at it and at it like the surging of the tide. The left relentlessly pushes their agenda on us and do their level best to make us less than human beings. This is, I was thinking specifically of this poor kid, you know, from the Catholic high school, was at the Right to Life March. 16-year-old kid, boy, with a Make America Great hat on. Well, you know, that makes him a target. So they've got this Indian chief up there with a drum, woo, 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 and all this nonsense, you know. The media goes crazy that here this poor Indian is being harassed, you know, by a bunch of high school kids. The media, of course, goes with it, and one day later, when to the point where actually there are people that are tweeting, they should burn down that Catholic high school with all of these kids in it. The Catholic high school throws the kids under the bus saying, oh, this is terrible. They should never have done stuff like this. One day later, some other videos come out, and the whole thing's a setup. The guy isn't, you know, have anything to do with Indian tribes. He's a, you know, he's an actor and left-wing activist that is being promoted to do this to just create a mess. So what happens? The truth starts coming out, and where does it come out? On the internet. And, you know, a couple of news stations pick it up. But the rest never apologize. They just go on to the next story. Now, that they would do this to a 16-year-old boy who, you know, they said, you know, had the smirk on his face. He was smiling, trying to be nice. A 16-year-old kid. Think of what you were doing when you were 16 years old. I mean, that back when I was 16, we had make-out parties, we drank beer, and we did, you know, what we considered to be really crazy and wild things that were just not really that crazy or that wild, but, you know, they certainly were adventures of a lifetime to us. And 16-year-olds, by and large, don't have political agendas. Now, think about it. Long-term planning for a 16-year-old is, what am I going to do on the weekend? They just don't. That President Trump is the object of such things is one thing, and we see it all the time, as in what our next subject is going to be, the BuzzFeed thing. But this kid at this Catholic high school did not deserve this. The Catholic high school should have stood with the young man, but they didn't, because the Catholic Church doesn't stand for anything like it used to. And, you know, they're just doing their best right now to try and keep the perverts in line that are priests, which, just by the way, if you go to confession, how are your sins being forgiven when this guy is in his job to be a predator to get sex with young men. How does that work? I want somebody to answer that for me sometime, but it won't answer on this show. Richard, how are you doing today?
Well, we're fine. It is colder than a mother's love up here, and it's not going to get any better tonight, that's for sure. The thing that bothers me, too, about that whole thing with the kid is that none of these people took the time to look into, objectively look at what really happened. And I guess in my own mind, it's because they don't want to. They want to blame the MAGNA hat and whatever, like some Democratic congressman. You know, we should ban high school kids wearing MAGA hats. Saying, man, where is this going? It is just unbelievable. You know, I wrote something yesterday before I found out the actual truth, saying, you know, what goes around comes around. If these kids actually did it, well, guess what? They're just following what the liberals do all the time. But then you come to find out the truth, and the kid was just, hey, they didn't move. So I guess it bothers me that, you know, grown-ups would take advantage of a 16-year-old kid. Yeah, that bothers me.
One person came to the kid's defense, his mom. Good for her.
She
got on the Twitter and she lit it up. Good for her. That's what moms are for.
Well, I'm glad the truth finally came out, though. I mean, somebody's showing the whole thing.
Here's the trouble with the truth, Dick. We know it, and people who listen to us will know it, and some others.
Yeah.
But by and large, I'd be willing to bet that of the 100% of people that heard that story, percent of them know that it isn't true. So they will be left with the impression, because that's just the way that one works. Now let's go to one that's more serious. The BuzzFeed article about Donald Trump told his lawyer, Michael Cohen, to lie to Congress, and that was reported. And of course, if Trump had done this, that is the definition of obstruction of justice. Articles of impeachment can and really should have been brought against him. And, you know, and the trial in the Senate and everything should commence. But as it turned out, a day later, after the, you know, all of the news things, we have finally got him. He has finally done it. We're going to get him this time. And, of course, they've been doing that for 2 years. And, you know, as far as the left-wing people are concerned, Trump is as slippery as an eel. But the truth of the matter is, he didn't do it. And so here along comes, of all people, Robert Mueller, or his spokesperson, with a statement saying that the accusations made on BuzzFeed are not accurate. Of course, what happens the second that they do that? All of these news things say, well, if they say they aren't accurate, but they didn't say they aren't false. So there's something there, and we just don't have it as clearly as we should. I mean, it doesn't matter what happens, you know. If Trump made a statement and said, I love puppies, the news report would be, Trump hates cats.
Yeah.
There, you know, this is the way it goes. But I want to talk a little bit about this BuzzFeed thing. The feeding frenzy that it created was unbelievable. And, of course, I had people because, you know, I post, my posts are so conservative, say, well, you know, you've been backing the wrong horse. And why do you think Mueller did this? There have been so many leaks, so many false reports, so many things that are, we've got him now and have proved to be untrue, and Mueller has just let it all slide. Why now?
Because it involved his people.
It's involved his people many, many, many times. In my estimation, could be wrong, in my estimation, his reason for doing this is William Barr is about to be confirmed for the new Attorney General, and when he was asked about the Mueller investigation by the Senate, Barr made it clear that he was going to grade the homework of Bob Mueller. He's going to take a look at it. And when they said, well, you should recuse yourself, he said, I'm not recusing anything. I'm not giving up any of the authority that I have. I have no reason to. I'm not going to do it. And, you know, he was very strong. And it was clearly in charge. And the man in the room among boys. Now, we have seen some good leaders fall by the wayside where President Trump's concerned with General Mattis and General Kelly in particular. But this is a great appointment, and that we have seen the last of the incompetent, feckless, foolish Jeff Sessions is amazing and wonderful. And somebody who is capable to the DOJ, we would be a whole lot better off than we are right now. And, you know, Trump has made some great appointments. I think that Tillerson was a terrible appointment, but getting Pompeo in to do the job afterwards has been excellent. Getting rid of Reince Priebus was absolutely necessary, and pulling Kelly in was a great job. That Kelly's gone now is tough, because he kept the trains running on time. But you know, he's a globalist. So is General Mattis at DOJ, and isn't. It's like, why are we still over in Afghanistan? We've been there 17 years. We need to bring our boys home. We need to bring them out of Syria. And need to, you know, why do we still have that presence there? Why are we still, you know, and of course, part of the answer is, because, you know, when we aren't there, the Muslim extremists get strong quickly. And they'll always be cause their religion, Islam, is bellicose, hateful, fundamentally flawed, and desirous of destroying Israel and the United States. So no matter, and there are 100 billion of them, 100 billion, maybe 1.3 or 4. That's a lot of people. And I said, well, only 10% of them are, you know, are radical. Well, if that's true, then that's 130 million. That's 130 million is the size of the United Kingdom and Germany put together. It's a lot of people. And if you'll remember, Germany has caused a lot of problems in world history. It's as many people as are in Russia, and they're clearly our adversaries. That's a lot of people. Now you say, well, you know, to be radical, 130 million. The size of Russia, it's kind of hard to get your thoughts around something that large, isn't it? At the same time,
hard to fathom.
People say, well, there's between the radical Muslims and the moderate Muslims. And I recognize this. The moderate Muslims don't want to cut your head off. They want a radical to do it for them. That's the difference. They hate us. They will always hate us. That we don't acknowledge this to be true. If you've got an enemy, not that we necessarily want to be enemies against them, but they do against us. And we do have some alliances. You know, definitely we have an alliance with the Saudis and the Kuwaitis and some of the Emirates against the worst Muslims, who are the Iranians. The difference is the Iranians are Shiite, and the ones that we have relationships with that are positive within Islam. The Sunnis and the Shiites hate each other at least as much as they hate the Jews. Now, they would not admit that, but it's true. So this isn't going to get better in the Middle East. We've got to find ways to moderate it without spending $7.5 trillion, which is how much we've spent since 9/11 in the Middle East. $7.5 trillion. You know how much that equates to? That's 1/3 of our yearly GDP. So just think of it. What we have spent on wars overseas in the Middle East represents what every man and woman in America has earned in a 4-month period. From the 1st of January all the way through to the end of April, everything that everybody has done in America, 330 million people, is what we've spent over there. And what do we have to show for it? What do we have to show for it, really? Not much.
Pain and suffering.
Well, you know, we finally have defeated ISIS, and, you know, we finally defeated Al-Qaeda, and, you know, the Taliban, not so much. But it isn't like there's any change in their thinking. So we've just killed a large number of, you know, 17 to 25-year-olds. And in 10 years, you know what, there'll be just as many 17 to 25-year-olds who are now, you know, 7 to 15, who are going to be just as radical. And, you know, so we've got a problem. I mean, I get it. But we're certainly not – we've got to find a way. We'll have to think on that a little bit, you know, see if we can come up with something to, you know, to help, because we're not – we're not making that much progress. Thank God that we are becoming oil sufficient on our own. And this is happening because of the opening of Keystone, because of allowing fracking and drilling on government lands that we haven't allowed before. And this all still has nothing to do with ANWR, which the effects of that oil are not even begun yet. And it's massive. It's like half of the oil that Saudi Arabia has. And it's just that small area of Alaska, and you know, which won't hurt anybody. And you know, that came with the tax cut. And you know, Murkowski, to her credit, said, you know, she wasn't going to vote for it unless we open ANWR. So they threw it into the deal and made it happen. And of course, this is you know, it was a throw-in, but it's the impact for the growth of the United States is incalculable. Now, people are mad at Murkowski because she didn't vote for Kavanaugh. Okay, I get it. She should have. But she did the other, and they're going to be blessed for it for a whole generation. And people don't even know that it's true. And that is the truth. At any rate, I'm kind of got off on a little bit, but I do that, don't I?
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. That's what kind of bothers me a little bit. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
In 1952, the United States passed a law saying that they would not allow any Muslims in Congress. Why is it that we just had two or three that were sworn in using the Quran into our government, and one of them had the audacity to call the president of our country a word that you and I cannot say on the radio?
Okay. A lot of people want to see her out of Congress, this woman that called him an MF-er. I love this woman. And let me tell you why. She clearly shows just how depraved the Democratic Party is, how misguided, how mean-spirited and evil. I want the coverage of her to be just all over the place, because more than anything that you and I can say or do, she offends people to the nth degree. But now for your real question. The law has not been challenged in court, and the reason that it hasn't been challenged in court is because it's essentially settled law that you cannot make a religious you can't disqualify somebody based on their religion for anything. No religious test can be made. That's the freedom of religion or the freedom from religion. So that they made a law that said, well, we aren't going to have any Muslims, and we pass it, so you got to honor it. Well, it goes against the First Amendment of freedom of religion. So it's against they may have said that it's against the law to do that, but the law that they made is unconstitutional. So that's the reason for that. It doesn't work. It won't work. It will never work. And, you know, In 1952, that was during the McCarthy era, and it was at the absolute height of, you know, anti-communism and you know, that was back when they had the House Un-American Activities Committee, and they had people before it all the time particularly the leftists in Hollywood, saying, "You are you a communist?" Really, to the point where the conservatives were ruining the lives of decent people who just disagreed. And now the pendulum has swung from the absolute far right of 1952 to the far left of 2019, where you are, there is militant intolerance in the name of tolerance. Tolerant to the nth degree of people like you and me, and we are evil because we are, one, toxic males, which in the, you know, we call it alpha males instead of beta males, which are wussies. But the that's number one, is that we're alpha males instead of demurring pantyways. Two, we're white, and by nature, white people are wrong. The only people of color have any virtue or value in this new lexicon of right and wrong. Number three, we're older. Anybody who's older, you know, we cling to our guns, you know, our Bibles, and to American values. Number four, we have white privilege, and white privilege is that we, you know, use our money wisely, you know, to try and generate and create wealth to pass on to the next generation, rather than piss it away on drugs and dissipation. Four, we're educated and smart, and that is the worst of all, because it makes us have a false superiority over other people, and that just doesn't work. And you know, that's just how that one goes. Pretty amazing, isn't it?
You mean we think we're smart just because we know that they're stupid? Whatever.
Pretty amazing. Yeah, pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we didn't really get to as much as I wanted to today, and our time's just about over. So, you know, in the last 1 minute, we are going to congratulate the GOAT, Tom Brady, for coming through, for making us happy, for going to the Super Bowl once again. And this was incredible. I was, I was as nervous as a pregnant nun, as our father used to say, and it was fabulous.
Well, you know, he came out with a statement today, too, Brady did, and said, if anybody that doesn't like him wants to give him a call, that's fine, but he will only answer after 5 rings.
I love it. I love it. Right, listen, we'll talk to y'all next week. And, you know, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. Good night.